Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 2931. Well, another award season has just kicked off with the announcement of the Emmy nominations, and Star Wars is nominated for five, count them, five Emmy Awards, and we'll break it down, including how I nearly missed four of them. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the nominations for the 74th Annual Emmy Awards were announced this morning, because I'm recording this on Tuesday. So yeah, the deal with the Emmy Awards for this year is that the episodes have to have been released between June 1st of 2021 and May 31st of 2022. There's some quote-unquote hanging episodes rule that's going to get eliminated with next year's Emmy Awards. I'm not quite sure how that works, but the reason why I'm talking about that is because particularly I'm thinking about The Bad Batch. So season one of The Bad Batch debuted on May the 4th of 2021. So obviously there were a few episodes that happened outside that Emmy consideration window, but The Bad Batch was not nominated for any Emmy Awards either in last year's Emmy situation or this year's situation. So that's one of those things where I'm not sure if it was actually just not submitted or if it's because it was a significant kind of overlap across two seasons or what the deal is. But for sure, season two of The Bad Batch is going to be within the window for the 2023 awards, and the entirety of the season is going to be within that window. So it'll be nice to see how that performs next year. Meanwhile, there were two other series that debuted on Disney Plus, which were eligible for Emmy Award consideration, and I almost missed The Book of Boba Fett. The reason why is because when the nominations list comes out, it's like 74 pages long, and so I just put in Star Wars as my search term, and The Book of Boba Fett didn't come up. Why? Because it was just listed as The Book of Boba Fett, so I was like composing a tweet that was just starting to say, I can't believe The Book of Boba Fett was shut out. And then I had a moment of, well, let me just double check this and see. And I searched for Boba instead, and lo and behold, there were nominations for The Book of Boba Fett. So that's exciting. But the first one I found was a nomination for Star Wars Visions, which had, of course, nine different episodes debut last year. And only one of them is being nominated for Outstanding Short Form Animation, and that is The Duel. Now, that's the one with the mysterious Ronin who fights a Sith with that wild eight-bladed umbrella-style Sith lightsaber combination situation. And it's also the basis, or at least the starting inspiration point, for the novel Ronin that was also released last year. So out of all the nine, I mean, yeah, you know, everybody likes some better than others, and that's perfectly fine. But I gotta say, I'm very pleased that if it had to be one out of the nine, it's that one, because certainly Lucasfilm has looked at that particular one and said, wow, we could really build some world stuff around this with the release of the Ronin novel. So that's that. Then The Book of Boba Fett was nominated in four different categories, and what a relief again. I swear, I was this close to pressing tweet for a thing saying, I can't believe The Book of Boba Fett was shut out. But no, and they were nominated in the categories that you might expect them to be. They're technical categories, comparatively speaking. So stunt coordination for the entirety of the series, sound editing for the entirety of the series, and then a couple that are specific to episodes. So sound editing for Chapter 6, which is From the Desert Comes a Stranger, And finally, outstanding fantasy slash sci-fi costumes for Chapter 1, which was Stranger in a Strange Land. Now, it's tough to say what the odds are going to be for this one. I mean, The Book of Boba Fett did not score as many nominations as The Mandalorian did previously. Mandalorian, in its first season, didn't do all that well. I mean, they won a couple of things, but they definitely got a lot more nominations and a lot more wins in their second season. So, honestly, I feel like it'd be a surprise to see The Book of Boba Fett run the table on those. I think it'll pick up at least one of them. I think that would be fantastic. But the other thing to consider is that as we watched Star Wars movies over time, they were significantly nominated when it was the original Star Wars, and then a little less nominations when it was The Empire Strikes Back, and even less with The Return of the Jedi, and subsequent Star Wars movies have all received fewer and fewer Oscar nominations. So I kind of feel like that trend may be developing for the Star Wars series, or at least it seems like that, the way it went with The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett. I don't know, that's still like the statistics of small numbers, right? So it's not necessarily a really good representative sample, and we'll probably need to see like 10 different Star Wars series seasons under our belt to be able to really get a sense of that. But for as good as The Book of Boba Fett was, it's certainly not the sensation that The Mandalorian was. And The Mandalorian is only in one of the episodes that's nominated, which is that Chapter 6 nomination for sound editing. Yes, I know, stunt coordination and the special visual effects for the whole series. Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily rest on the laurels of The Mandalorian appearing in the episodes in that show. Now we'll have to wait until September to find out how this all turns out. The main award show is happening on Monday, September 12th, but these awards are awards that are usually given not in the primetime ceremony, and so we'll probably see these delivered in the week prior to the main primetime Emmy Awards event. And that's what I've got for you about the Emmy nominations for Lucasfilm and for The Book of Boba Fett and for Star Wars Visions that were dropped early on Tuesday. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.